Welcome to the sounds of NBC's Monitor, from Bangor to Beverly Hills, from Seattle to St. Augustine. And speaking of St. Augustine, the oldest city in the U.S. was founded just 400 years ago today. Coming up on Monitor, sports with colorful Joe Garagiola and the latest news of our record-breaking space twins. Now, music. Zorba the Greek. Coming up, Monitor Sports with Joe the Garagiola. You know, you sometimes hear baseball criticized by people who say that there's no place in the game for a man after his playing days are over. Well, recently, Joe got the chance to visit with one of the outstanding pitchers of, 20 to 25 years ago, Spud Chandler, the great right-hander of the New York Yankees. And Spud not only disproved the critics, but also gave an interesting answer to the often-heard question, has baseball changed very much? Here's Joe.
Spud, tell us what you've been doing, what's it been like.
Well, I've never been out of baseball, Joe. I started in 1932 right out of college, and I've been in it ever since, and I'm definitely going to make my career in baseball one way or the other look like. Because I'm getting along in years now, you know. It's been 1947 was my last year, and I'm scouting down in the southeast and for the Cleveland Indians, and still enjoying life and try to stay young by associating with young people, which is ball players.
What do you scout mostly, those pitchers that keep that ball low?
Well, I always look at that, definitely. I look at the good arm, the guy that lays it back and unloads out front.
Spud, everybody says baseball has changed. Has scouting changed since 1947?
Definitely so. It's changed a great deal this year, Joe. It's, you know, we in the what we call a co-op scouting now. There's four clubs always working together, and I get all everybody's prospects in the four clubs, so it keeps you going day and night and Sundays, and if you don't have a chance to see a boy actually play, you make time somewhere to see him work out, and then if he looks good enough in the workout, you make a point to see him play.
How different is the young prospect of today as opposed to the prospect that Spud Chandler was?
Well, when I was playing in college, I think I had about three scouts to watch me pitch, and today, a boy that's a prospect, there'll be as high as 35 scouts there, even the farm directors or maybe the general manager and all the bird dogs and the scout supervisor. So it's changed a great deal.
It gets to be a big project, huh?
Oh, gee, it's terrific. It's unbelievable. And the competition up until this year, until the draft came along, it was really terrific.
That was Spud Chandler, who's been in professional baseball now for 33 years, the last 18 of them as a scout. Incidentally, Spud told me later about another change that he had found.
Said he was watching the high school team work out one day, and when infield practice rolled around, the coach was doing the hitting. And the first time around, he hollered, "Get one." Spud paid no attention. He'd heard that thousands and thousands of times. The next time around, the coach hollered, "Get two." And as the infield practiced double play, Spud still thought nothing of it. "But," said Spud, "the next time around, he really shook me up by hollering, 'Get three.' I thought I'd seen everything in baseball, but that was the first time in 33 years I'd ever seen anybody practice a triple play." To survive, baseball needs fine young ball players, and to find those players, they need experienced baseball men. And the Cleveland Indians will get their share, and one of the reasons for it will be that they have a scout like Spud Chandler. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
That sound, of course, means bowling. You can tell a lot of things from sound. Take this one. That's the sound of a car engine in good condition. To keep your car engine delivering top performance and power, you need the protection of DuPont Golden 7. Golden 7 helps oil work seven ways better. It gives motor oil the right body to protect vital engine parts at any temperature. Take it from DuPont. Golden 7 really works.
For more features and news from the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor. Now, Peggy Lee's latest, I Go to Sleep.
When I look up from my pillow, I dream you are there with me. Though you are far away, I know you'll always be near to me. I go to sleep, sleep, and imagine that you're there with me. I go to sleep, sleep, and imagine that you're there. I look around me and feel you are ever so close to me. Though tears that flow from my eyes bring back memories of you to me. I go to sleep, sleep, and imagine that you're there with me. I go to sleep, sleep, and imagine that you're there.
Keep up with astronauts Cooper and Conrad right after this brief cutaway on the Monitor Beacon.
Hi, this is Biggie with a big invitation for you to start your day each morning as my guest, sometime between 5 and 9 a.m. right here on 660 Radio, Monday through Saturday. And remember, save water every day in every way. Save water today. Now don't be a drip. Save every drop. Somewhere in the world, news is being made right this minute. News is always being made in Washington, Moscow, Vietnam, or in your own neighborhood. NBC correspondents all around the world work day and night to bring you the news fast, accurately, comprehensively. Hear all the news throughout the day on NBC. In New York, see it on WNBC TV, Channel 4. Or hear it on 660 Radio, WNBC.
This is Jay Barbary reporting from the Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston. The Gemini 5 is over the South Atlantic with 8 trips around Earth remaining before plunging back through the atmosphere into an impact area 276 miles southwest of Bermuda. The recovery area was changed here this afternoon because of weather to end the Mission 1 orbit early. Reporter Bill Ryan talked with NASA's Robert Thompson about the weather in the now planned recovery area.
The forecast of the weather is to be much better in 121-1 than 122-1. So taking in consideration primarily this weather forecast and several other factors and weighing one against the other, decided to terminate in 121-1.
What does the weather look like in that area?
In the planned recovery area now for the end of the mission, it's forecast to be very good.
No swells?
No, they're forecasting the seas to be down in the 2-4 foot level, the winds 10, 15 knots, very good weather for our activities.
How much of an effort is it to crank up a new recovery area?
Well, there's relatively little effort here. I think a point that I would like to make is one of the reasons we have different recovery areas pre-selected is to give us this flexibility to work around weather.
The early return by the Gemini 5 will be 1 hour and 5 minutes short of its 8-day mission. Jay Barbree, NBC News, Houston.
A reminder that NBC radio and television coverage Gemini Splashdown will start at 7 a.m. Sunday, our time here in New York, instead of 8 a.m., in view of the earlier end now scheduled for that flight.
Come on over to the L&M side once again now. Come on over for the taste of it. Okay, let's go! Come on over, you'll be glad you did. Come on over, come on over, come on over to the L&M side.
For the cigarette you can taste.
I can see the lights of town. We're going to hold that cotton down.
Come on, let's roll it down.
Close-ups of people and events here and abroad. If you feel overworked, the President of the United States has a remedy, or more correctly, he had a remedy. Relax. Now, NBC's congressional correspondent Robert McCormick updates this story for us.
A man very high in public life, his name is Lyndon Johnson, has some very sound advice for all of us, advice that Mr. Johnson himself, as a matter of fact, might well ponder. Now, here is what Mr. Johnson has told us. If you're working too hard, too long, without relief, under too great tension, I advise you, out of my own experience, to stop for a long, hard look at the way you're operating. Before it's too late, you can cut your life to a new and simpler pattern of enjoyment. Well, the president has just passed his 57th birthday, and while none of us would be presumptuous enough to tell him how to live his life, we might circumspectly, even timidly, suggest that he read again what he himself wrote in an article in the once great American magazine in July of 1956, 9 years ago. The title of Mr. Johnson's article was My Heart Attack Taught Me How to Live. Well, at the time, Mr. Johnson was Democratic leader of the Senate. That the description of his job before his heart attack and the description of the way he was working might well apply today. During nearly 25 years of political life, Mr. Johnson wrote in 1956, I drove myself and others at headlong pace. I never learned to relax. I worked 14 to 16 hours a day. This is a demanding job with heavy responsibilities, Mr. Johnson continued, endlessly conferring with my colleagues on legislation, telephoning, working with committee chairmen, working for senators for votes, and seeing that my party puts its best foot forward. Well, after his heart attack, Mr. Johnson said all these things became highly unimportant. It was true, he wrote, that I had accomplished a good deal in a few short years. But somehow, material gains and political advancement had little value now. Everything I'd done seemed less important than the things still to be finished. One of these things, he said, was to get reacquainted with his children. They had, he said, come to be 11 and 8 years of age, and I hardly knew them at all. I was proud of them, and I loved them. I just didn't know them. He did get to know his family, and he wrote with obvious surprise, I was pleased beyond words by their ready acceptance of me. They liked me. So Mr. Johnson seemed, in 1956, to have learned well the lesson he preached himself. This weekend of his 57th birthday might be a good time for him to remind himself of his own words, everything I had done seemed less important than the thing still to be finished. Robert McCormick, NBC News, Washington.
Ring Around the World, Monitor's weekend series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad, was brought to you by new Lucky Strike filters. They put back the taste filters used to take away. 72, Lucky filters.
You get that famous fine tobacco, LSMFT. So great new Lucky's put back the taste the other filters used to it. It's smoking flavor at its best. Try new Lucky Strike. Lucky filter cigarettes. 72,
Lucky filter. Try it back today.
Canadian Sunset, painted for us by the Sounds Orchestral. There's a brand new city in Florida, and the city's offering homeowners a new kind of maintenance package. For $23 a month, city employees will take care of your lawn, paint your house, and even spray your yard for insects. Hey, that's quite a service. I wonder if they'd come around maybe after a weekend party for a little extra and apologize to the neighbors, We're Monitor, your driving companion on NBC stations throughout the nation. In Cocoa, Florida, right near Cape Kennedy, you hear us on WKRT. Brad Crandall here. Don't go away.
Radio and television coverage of Gemini Splashdown now scheduled for 7 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time tomorrow, 1 hour earlier than previously scheduled. Follow it on NBC.